Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for spending the time with us this evening after this defeat away at Biggleswade Town. What are your thoughts on the performance?
I thought the performance was obviously really bad. But, it, you know, the way Biggleswade set up, the way they go about it, it's very hard to get a, you know, a performance you kind of want, because every time you lose the ball, obviously it goes straight down your throat, and they're very, very good at what they do. You know, Lee sets his team up to what he's got at his disposal, financially, I suppose, and he's set them up very well to be effective at the way they do things. So, look, last week, for example, they've only lost 1-0 away at Fylde. They've gone and beat Kettering 3-2 away in the week. The way they go about it, they're as good as what you'll get at this level with a consistency. But, you know, we just didn't deal with the ball over the top in behind us well enough, and all three goals were defendable, and that's what was really disappointing.
It was a really tough start because we had two Tamworth players collide with Armand Verma and Claudio Diaz, both actually having to come off injured, and that must have really upset your plans.
Yeah, absolutely, because obviously we've gone through, it's been well publicised, we've had all these injuries over the recent weeks, and we've finally got a few players back today, and you feel like we've got a reasonably strong side out, and then you lose two key players within 5 or 7 minutes of the game. So yes, it's very disruptive, and not only that, you know, we only had one sub we could make then, and you can't do anything too much tactically for obvious reasons. If you can't bring another sub on to change something tactically, you leave yourself exposed for an hour or so with no substitutes. If someone gets injured, you're down to 10 men. So it made it difficult on that side. But no, I'm disappointed. I thought there weren't enough effort. You know, one thing you've got to give when you play football for Tamworth or any football club, you need to give effort. And their transition from front to back from their midfield players was 10 times better than ours. You know, they got back and defended. They got forward and supported the lone striker. And we never done that very well.
Well, with the early substitutions, Dennis, it did give you the opportunity to bring in, your hand was forced a little bit, really, but you, the young lad from Watford, Kieran Holsgrove, what did you make of his performance being thrown in?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult one. Away from home, you're 1-0 down, you've just lost two key players, and you've now got to come on the pitch. I thought he'd done fine, but, you know, he's going to be better, certainly, in the home games. And it was a difficult game for him away from home, because we never had any control in it, but I would have thought most teams that play Biggleswade don't have much control, because obviously the transitions are very, very quick. 1 minute you're up that end of the pitch, and within a split second the ball's gone in behind you. So, and then you've got to now all get back, and now you've got to go again. So it's a real difficult thing to handle as a team, playing teams like Biggleswade the way they go about it, and they do it very, very well.
Well, obviously fans are getting more and more concerned now as each game goes by and the defeats are racking up. Of course, we're uncomfortably close to the bottom three now, and some massive games coming up in the next couple of weeks, which has been well documented. Just give us your thoughts on the next couple of weeks, please.
Well, they're key games. You know, we want to win every game, but, you know, I have a look at Biggleswade team. The last five games, they've pretty much had the same team out for the last five games. The team that played today, there was only two differences from the team of Biggleswade that played us all them weeks ago. We haven't had that. You know, if we could have had a consistent team out of the same players for the last 3 months, we wouldn't be in this position. But it's been so disruptive, so many players out injured, we haven't got any fluency, no momentum, so it's tough. You know, we haven't got a fit squad that we could pick up. When you look at Bess today, he's had to play the full 90 minutes. He hasn't played for 2 months. You know, Fortune's just been out for 2 weeks injured of an hamstring. He's had to come in and play 90 minutes today. This wasn't the plan before the game. But that's what we've dealt with, and we have to get on with it. But it's going to disrupt the results, unfortunately.
Have you got any positive news in terms of the injuries? Obviously, the ongoing injury with Jaz Singh, Joel Kettle with a hamstring, and also the two we picked up today.
The two we picked up today, I mean, we're literally 25 minutes after a game, so there won't be no diagnosis properly until certainly tomorrow morning, stroke Tuesday, when I go and see the physio. And the others, you know, Jaz Singh's still going to be at least a couple of weeks. I'm sure Lakey and Kettle will again be at least a couple of weeks. And Paul Green won't kick a ball this season. So, you know, that's going to be him finish this season with regards to getting out on the pitch. So, you know, we've still got bodies out, and the ones who got back, we've now got to get fit. You know, it's all right being fit enough to play, but now when you've been out for 2 months, that's like end of the season. You finish in May, you come back in June to do pre-season. It takes you 6 weeks to get them fit. to certain players when they come back have now got to go for a vigorous fitness routine to get them 100% fit. So it's not always as simple as Bez is out on the pitch. We're not going to see the best of him for another three or four games. So we're in a tough situation at the moment. Obviously, I don't feel one little bit that we're going to end up getting relegated. We've got far too much quality for that. But we need a little bit of luck with regards to getting some bodies back and being able to keep a consistent team out on the pitch.
Okay. Dennis, as always, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you.